All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and the focus of the show every week is to talk about issues relating to mental health, and a focus and approach to things is a more holistic approach, which means body, mind, and spirit. And we cover a wide range of topics, which you'll see very shortly this evening, and the whole point of the show is to really talk about balance, to talk about healing, which to me is the essence of what therapy is. Tonight's show is on the porn industry, and the title I have is The Porn Industry, How It Hurts and How It Helps Its Own, or the impact the sex industry can have on sex workers and porn stars' emotional, psychological, physical, and spiritual well-being. And we'll be talking with a number of guests, former and current porn stars, in a little bit, but I want to actually set the tone here today. And, you know, you might ask, you know, why are we talking about the porn industry on issues around mental health? Well, as a therapist, and any of you that have been in therapy or any of you that are human, know that sex is, for many of us, one of the core pieces of work that we need to do. There's a lot of charge, emotional charge, psychological charge, spiritual charge on sex, on our bodies, on our sense of selves, how all of it fits in, how we express ourselves sexually, how we use our bodies or how we hide our bodies. All of it is just so much a core part of why people go into therapy, or even if they don't realize that, they usually are dealing with certain sexual issues sooner or later when they get into therapy. Or there are a lot of people who are avoiding dealing with these issues around sex, sexuality, sexual behaviors, sexual expression, and a lack of judgment around it, or what kind of judgments do we have on our sexual beings, on our bodies, on our physicality, on how we use our bodies. So, I mean, if you think about it, and it doesn't take a genius to look at our society and our culture to know that sex sells. Everything from Madison Avenue in terms of advertising to, if you know anything about Los Angeles, the San Fernando Valley is, from what I understand, the haven for the porn industry throughout the country, because more distributors and producers, you know, seem to have settled in the San Fernando Valley here. So you look at anything. You look at any ad. You look at any product, and everything's sexual. You look at any movie, and everything is setting the tone for what you're supposed to look like, how you're supposed to act, you know, even sexualizing, you know, teenagers' behaviors and what they should be doing, and already seeing, you know, little adults in little children and sexualizing even that. So, you know, when we're talking about sex and sexual issues, it's actually a cornerstone for the work that all of us need to do. And I see the porn industry and the sex industry in a sense as something society could debate forever and ever, but I see it as a metaphor for the work that all of us are doing. And maybe tonight's show will be challenging some of the listeners to really take a look at why they may be so reactive and so judgmental about people who are sex workers or in the porn industry, or, you know, why they might be attracted to that and maybe hiding from their own sense of voyeurism or even desire for exhibitionism, and their own expression of their own sexuality. So I want to start actually by dealing with the issue of judgment, just read a couple of things here from the Course in Miracles, actually, on judgment. The choice to judge rather than to know is the cause of the loss of peace. You who would judge reality cannot see it, for whenever judgment enters, reality has slipped away. No one who loves can judge, and what he sees is free of condemnation. It's important to take a look at where you are right now in terms of your sense of judgment. Even when I say the word porn industry, prostitution, sex workers, whatever it is, how charged are you? There's a letter to the editor in the current issue of Fab Magazine, which is a gay and lesbian newspaper here in Southern California. And it was in response to a column recently that one of their regular columnists did on the porn industry. And one of the writers, in fact, since it's public here in the paper, his name's Sammy Edwards in Los Angeles. Dear Fab, since when did prostitutes become the hot relationship commodities in the gay community? That is what porn actors are in the big scheme of things, are they not? They are highly paid prostitutes and underpaid failed actors who use their bodies and have sex for the sake of making money, do they not? And later he says, at the risk of having the politically correct letter writers turn their stingers on me, I have to say that I could not date someone who currently works in porn. There are many people who dabble into porn and realize it is not for them. I'm not referring to those who made a mistake in their younger years and learned from their mistakes. I mean, you're hearing the judgments in this. In other words, anybody who chooses porn or the sex industry obviously is making mistakes in their lives. That's this writer's opinion. I'm referring to those who auction off their hineys to the highest bidder and continue to do so way past their prime. I could not have an intimate relationship with someone who puts a dollar value on their bodies. The reason I read, now you know the reasons why I read those passages on judgment before reading this. I mean, this is clearly somebody having issues around it, someone with a great deal of judgment, and somebody who really doesn't know the wide range of who makes up the sex industry. And my guest tonight, you know, I asked the people to be my guests tonight because they're people that I know who have been or are in the porn industry in various degrees who are very outspoken, very intelligent, and have made very conscious decisions in their lives, and people I actually respect greatly. And hopefully you'll get another side to this rather than the usual myths of porn, okay? One of the myths, you know, some of the myths is most people think of porn actors, whether men or women, as maybe sad, pathetic, wayward, lost souls sucked into the industry by leeches taking advantage of vulnerable runaways and naive small-town boys and girls. Or are they people who are making intelligent, conscious choices in their lives? And again, part of what I want to do tonight is help break the myths, but also be able to get a dialogue going about what this industry is about, how it helps, how it heals, and what people seem to get out of it other than money. So we're not here today to get into a discussion of whether this is a sin or whether this is, you know, right or wrong. That's a topic for a whole different type of show. We're really looking, so if anybody's calling in tonight, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of people who could say this is wonderful, this is horrible. I really want to talk about the personal human issues that are related to people in the sex industry. So with all that being said, rather than waiting till after the first break, I want to bring on my first guest, actually, because I already know that a couple of others are waiting in the wings, and I'm very grateful for all of you for being on tonight. My first guest tonight actually is Sharon Mitchell, who's executive director of the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation and a former porn star herself. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stuart. Thanks for having me. It's a privilege to be here, and it's always an honor to work with you.
Oh, thanks so much. Same here. Getting right to it, I'm sure there's a lot of things in what I said to set up the topic tonight that, you know, you could speak on for hours, but I really would like to personalize it to really get started in terms of a little bit about your story briefly in terms of how and why you got into the industry and getting into, probably after the break, we'll talk about AIM for a little bit before we get Bryce and Kevin in.
Sure. I actually grew up naked in public, really. I started in pornography in 1975, and at that time it really was run by the organized crime, by the mafia in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of struck a chord, what you were talking about, the letter in to the Fab magazine by the reader or the subscriber, because I actually wasn't a prostitute and I wasn't a waitress, but I was an actress, so I was doing pretty good. because at that time, if you weren't slinging hash or prostituting yourself as an actress, you were doing good. I was making a living. I was paying my rent. But for me, I never felt adequate as a person. I never felt like I fit in as a child. I always kind of felt like I was an outsider. Wanted to be everything, but never felt quite like I fit anywhere. And I was always looking to rebel. It was after the sexual revolution in the 70s, and I was kind of a leftover hippie. And I was doing some commercials, some modeling off-Broadway, and a producer and an agent actually asked me if I wanted to star in a feature film. And this, by the way, there was no video back then. This was movie theaters where pretty much to only the raincoat crowd, what we used to call the old raincoat crowd, would go there, you know, into movie theaters, primarily men. Men alone would go in and frequent these theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And all I heard, you want to be a star. That's all I heard.
Well, we need to take a break right now. We're going to come back and talk about your stardom in the porn industry in a moment. So stay tuned, and we'll be talking with Sharon Mitchell when we get back.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Dad, it's for you. It's one of those credit card companies again. What should I tell them?
Tell them I'm not home right now, honey.
What are you doing? Teaching your daughter how to lie?
Well, we don't have any money to pay them, and those creditors are just so demanding. I don't know what to say to them. Look, I don't know what to do. Our debts are just out of control.
Well, we better do something, and quick.
If you're buried in debt with all the accompanying stresses and problems it brings, then call Financial Freedom International right away. They have helped thousands of people find permanent solutions to their problems and have over 12 years of experience helping people just like you. Just call toll-free 1-888-595-5621. If needed, Financial Freedom is affiliated with a nonprofit foundation which can get you immediate relief by getting your payments and interest rates lower and consolidate all your bills to one convenient payment you can afford without borrowing more money. Call Financial Freedom now. Toll free at 1-888-595-5621 and get the help you need from people who really care. Once again, that's 1-888-595-5621. Call now.
Your business has to deal with two important issues. You have to keep ahead of your customers' needs, and you also have to be attentive to the needs of your employees. To better understand the dynamics of the workplace, tune into the Carter Harden Show on Tuesdays at noon. Carter Harden will tap into the provocative current issues in the workplace that impact both employees and employers. What do you need to know as an employee? What do you need to know as a boss? Find out when you tune into the Carter Harden Show on Tuesdays at noon on Hot Talk 1100
KFNX.
It's time for you to realize your financial objectives. It's time for you to evaluate alternate approaches to realizing your long-term goals. It's time for you to tune into Portfolio Pointers every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Your host, Paul Evans, is an experienced investment advisor who has held senior positions in well-regarded security firms, both in the United States and in England. Seasoned knowledge blended with a healthy dose of good humor. That's what you'll get every Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. on Portfolio Pointers, only here on Hot Talk, AM 1100 KFNX.
I will take the dare to live an authentic life. My life is a melody. I will not die with my song unsung.
Vicki Lynn is a speaker, writer, counselor, and educator who has dedicated her life to helping people unmask, nurture, and proclaim their own sense of boundless inner harmony. Join Vicki Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on The Heart of the Matter, where she will reveal the power of the human spirit and display its ability to transform any tragedy into triumph. The Heart of the Matter every Sunday at 7 p.m. here on Hot Talk AM 1100 KFNX.
You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and today's topic is the porn industry, the impact the sex industry can have on sex workers and porn stars' emotional, psychological, physical as well as spiritual well-being. And the first guest we're speaking to tonight is Sharon Mitchell, who is a former porn star herself and currently the executive director of the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation. And in a little while, we'll be bringing on some gay porn stars, Bryce Pierce, Kevin Kramer, and possibly Will Clark will be joining us later, too. So, Sharon,
mm-hmm.
Briefly back to your little journey there.
Yeah, I mean, I basically was grown up in the porn business. I started out in doing films, and a producer asked me, did I want to be a star? And I said, well, of course. And back then, they shot 35-millimeter movies. We shot for 3 weeks. Sometimes we rehearsed for a week. We got paid a lot of money, and it was like a different industry. And I had to wait a year for my first movie to come out. And when I saw my genitalia 16 feet high on the silver screen, I thought, wow, this is great. This is a great way to flip off the Catholic Church and rebel against my family at the same time, you know, and I felt like I fit in. I instantly found and bonded with a group of people that seemed to understand my sexuality. It was a very communal feeling. It was a very close-knit group. There was about 30 of us. And we were, you know, working actors. I was working on a soap opera, and I was also working in porn, and I was doing a lot of different things at once. I was just living life, and I continued that journey on into the video business, mm-hmm. and into the DVD, the digital age. I mm-hmm. produced and directed and toured all over Europe, and I made a lot of money. I had a substance abuse problem with heroin 16 of the 25 years I was acting in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that one caused the other, but I'm saying one, you know, they facilitated each other. I mean,
yeah.
It was sort of easy to, I didn't have to get high to perform,
mm-hmm.
but the anesthetic certainly made it easy, and it made me feel whole.
Mm-hmm.
I think the heroin and the drugs made me feel like a whole person.
Mm-hmm.
And combined that with this wonderful persona of Sharon Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
Ms. Sharon Mitchell, and I could kind of protect Mitch, you know, to most of my friends call me Mitch, I could kind of protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked so well for me. And I was expressive, and I got to entertain, and I got to act in movies, and I got to make people forget about their problems for 5 minutes. And then I got to be... I lost my money, I got, you know, turned in by the IRS, and I hit bottom with my drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of stayed stuck in porn about 10 years, more than I'd like to have. But, you know, I'm grateful for that journey.
Why?
Why? Because it was my journey. And,
right.
And I mean, I'm privileged to be alive, and I've lived a wonderful life. And, and I hit a bottom. I was attacked by a crazed fan who was obsessed with my my S&M movies and Jesus Christ at the same time. And he followed me home from a nightclub. Well, I'd like to say it was a wonderful personal appearance, but actually I was stripping at a sleazy titty bar for fix money. I mean, that's what it came to for me. And I had a wonderful career. I lost millions of dollars in my arm. And he was in the parking lot, and he followed me, you know, in the 7-Eleven parking lot. And I didn't remember any of this because obviously I had other needs that had priorities. And he pushed his way into my apartment and proceeded to rape me and bite me all over my body. And he broke my larynx and my nose. And basically, I was dying at the hands of someone. At that moment, I couldn't believe this was happening to me. I thought, all the tempting of the universe and all the life I've lived, this can't possibly be happening to me. For some reason, I couldn't understand that I was actually the sex worker, junkie, prostitute, porn chick that most people thought about, like that guy in Fab Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I would have fit that profile.
Right.
But I kind of knew I didn't really, because I know my heart is pure, and I know things were different. It's just that I had really ended up there. So there I was. You know,
so,
it was not a perception. It was reality for me at that time.
How are you, Sharon Mitchell, today different from, if you are, if you see yourself as different from the porn star who is actually still making films?
I have a lot of that great stuff in me. I got clean and sober after I was attacked. So in a way, I don't. That's why I can so avidly talk about being attacked, because that was the turning point for me. That's what it took for me to leave drugs and alcohol and go into rehab and go back to school and start a clinic. And truthfully, when I got to look at myself in the cold, hard light, I realized, wow, you're a middle-aged porn star. You're not looking so good, you know?
Actually,
you know?
You still look very good.
but, you know, I'm talking about naked in public,
yeah.
You know, approaching 40. And, you know, I had a journey. And the first penis I sat on without the anesthetic of heroin, I just knew it was time to move on. And I went back to school, and in 1998 there was a terrible HIV outbreak in the straight side of the porn industry. And I did not want, I wanted to be of service, of course, but almost to the day that I graduated my program, there was this HIV outbreak, and I was in a position to help, and producers and manufacturers came to me and asked me to fix the problem, and I really had to pray on that. You know, I was like, God, I want to be of service, but not there. Part of me, Stuart, and Bryce, and you guys can relate to this, and I know Will can relate to this too when he comes on, is that I just kind of, you ever know people that want to blame their addiction on the porn business? I mean, we've all been around it. People, it's an easy place to blame stuff.
Oh, totally.
When we don't want to take responsibility for it, right? But that wasn't the case. I didn't get addicted to drugs because of the movies. I was an addict. I never felt like I fit in.
Right.
I had been smoking pot and taking, you know, acid since I was 12, you know.
And if there are no accidents, and if all of our journeys are actually, if we're willing to be conscious, are leading us to some place that is of service and stuff, then everything you went through makes you a stronger person and in a sense, spiritually, the right person to be doing what you're doing in terms of AIM.
Absolutely.
So,
AIM is
so
totally
tell,
God's work. It's a total God shot. I mean, I get the privilege of running this clinic for the universe every single day when I get up. And here, I fit in. Here, I have an exciting life.
So tell us what AIM actually does briefly, and we can get to Bryce and Pierce, Bryce and Kevin also.
Okay, we do HIV screening by an early detection HIV test for between 400 and 700 actors and sex workers in the Los Angeles community. We also do tests by mail. We do sexually transmitted disease testing, prevention, education, drug and alcohol counseling, and GYN services and general checkups for this community.
So there's actually a place for people who are in the industry to get counseling, to ask questions, to actually get medical treatment, from what I understand, and if they're in need of recovery program, that you help them with that too.
Absolutely.
And you're, and in a sense, they trust you more because you're one of their own.
Sure. It was,
of course.
It was perfect for this.
Okay. So we're going to take a short break and come back and bring Bryce and Kevin into the discussion. So please stay tuned.
Thanks.
That I heard of,
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Sometimes even the deaf hear whispers. For over 5,000 years, Egyptian and Chinese ear cones have been a historical treatment for hearing problems, sinus congestions, and lymph detox. At the Coning Company, we manufacture high-frequency cones that are 12 to 14 inches in length. These cones are made in the old tradition. Our cones are handmade, hand-scraped, unbleached muslin dipped in the lightest beeswax and infused with top-of-the-line quality rose oil. To order, call us at 310-455-8623. That's 310-455-8623. We gladly accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, and Diners Club cards. Visit our website at www.coningcompany.com for information and online ordering and instructions. Don't forget to mention you heard this on AM 1100 KFNX.
The incident was allegedly sparked by police officers.
Sometimes life seems impossibly complex. Too many questions, not enough answers, and too many voices telling us there are no answers. Kenny Kemp isn't buying it. As a best-selling author, building contractor, award-winning filmmaker, and practicing attorney, Kenny's business is finding answers to life's toughest questions, and he shares them every Wednesday at noon on The Kenny Kemp Show. Join Kenny as he discusses public life, health, spirituality, culture, and relationships. Your life will take a turn for the better when you tune into The Kenny Kemp Show, Wednesdays at noon on Hot Talk AM 1100 KFNX. There are answers. Kenny Kemp knows where to find them, and now you know where to find him.
Hey, this is Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Rad. I'm here to remind you that drunk drivers are still a major killer of young adults in this country. So always choose a designated driver.
I know for sure that life is beautiful around.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and Rad.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour. You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler, and we're going to get right back into the show tonight because we have a couple of guests who have been very patiently waiting to get on the air. Tonight's topic is the porn industry and the impact it has on people who are in it. And my next guest, actually, even though Sharon's still on the line too, is Kevin Kramer, who's been a gay porn star for quite a number of years now. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Oh, good. Thank you for letting me be on the show. This is really cool.
I'm just really glad you're with us tonight. I'm going to ask briefly for you to give us the short version of how you got involved in the industry, particularly, and how you feel it's impacted you, for better or worse.
Okay, cool. Well, I got into it. I was already kind of an actor and a model since I was about 3 months old already. You know, I'm a native Californian, so entertainment, you know, to native Californians is kind of, you know, kind of normal and regular. I was a model for a number of years, stopped growing. So, and everyone knows to be male and in the fashion industry, you have to be tall. Hopped onto the other side of the desk and started booking, and then just kind of got the bug again to be in front of the camera. But I just thought, well, you know, I'm male and kind of shallow, so, you know, if I can't do it with my clothes on, then we'll take them all off. And that's how I kind of, you know, I called a friend of another model friend of mine, and just kind of it all happened very, very, very quickly.
So it really was a very conscious decision and choice on your part.
Actually, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to be a desk jockey anymore, and, you know, I just had the craving and the urge to get back in front of the camera. But, you know, I thought, okay, well, we're going to do it. And I was a little rebellious too at the time, and you know, I'm not self-absorbed, and I'm not conceited, but, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm a pretty good-looking guy, so I just kind of thought, well, share the wealth, you know? You know, just share it, because it's,
okay.
it's a gift that we all do have in the business as a whole, and, you know, why not share that with people?
Okay. How would you say being in the industry has, in a sense, created more struggle for you before we get into maybe how it's really been a support to you?
I think the only thing that's ever been kind of a struggle was the sort of like the isolation that you get, because, you know, it's everything has kind of a social structure to it. And, you know, when I reached a point where, you know, you're the whole fame and celebrity thing kind of goes up, and you kind of realize, okay, well, I kind of have to play to a whole different set of rules. The isolation for me was the number one, like, downfall. It was like, okay, well, you know, I'm doing all this, and I'm having fun, and, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, having sex, you know, for a living, and this is really great, and this is supposed to lead to more sex because we love to have sex. And, you know, now it's kind of, you know, kind of leading off into being kind of isolating and a little lonely. So, but that was, you know, just about the only negative thing to it.
What do you appreciate about what the industry's done for you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's given me the opportunity to have sex for a living. I mean, like I said before, you know, I am a male, and I'm the first one to admit that, you know, we are, you know, very sexual creatures. And, you know, what's a better way to do than to just have, you know, sex for a living? I mean, it doesn't get better than, you know, to me, it doesn't get really much better than that. And the fact that to be, you know, in someone's thoughts as far as them allowing us to become a part of their sexual vulnerability is a great gift to be given to somebody. And, you know, it fills me full of, you know, I'm very grateful to you know, to be who I am and to look the way that I do and to be able to extend myself like that, you know.
Right.
And it, you know, it's given me the opportunity to explore, you know, all avenues of my sexual self and stuff like that. So it's just been really, I've enjoyed it immensely.
Great.
Really a lot.
Okay. Good. I want to bring Bryce on. This is
okay.
Bryce Pierce. Bryce, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Can you speak more into the mic?
Sure.
There you go. Same questions, actually, if you heard what I asked Kevin. You know, how'd you get into the industry? Why'd you get into the industry? And what kind of impact has it had on you personally as well as your life in general?
Let's see how I get into it. My partner and I were actually discovered by Chris Ward of Raging Stallion, on the internet. We were the first couple that he had approached to do porn for him. Flew us up, we did some test shots, and the first video was the next day.
Was this something that you had thought about doing in previous to being offered it?
Yes.
Okay, so it is something that was on your mind and a desire to do.
Right. My partner and I actually went through one of our standard reviews of the relationship and decided to bump it up to the next level, so we both made a list of our, you know, our top 10 fantasies, and 8 of the 10 were the same for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And porn was one of the overlaps.
Mm-hmm. What did you do before you got into the industry?
I'm an archaeologist.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a nurse.
Okay.
So, you know, we both had careers of our own.
Careers, education.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we both have masters. So when the opportunity arose, it was one of those, we didn't actually jump into it. We talked for a couple of months and talked to Chris about his philosophies. and then agreed to meet him
mm-hmm.
and talk more. And Chris is also an anthropologist, so.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was quite a meeting.
And how would you say, again, just like I asked Kevin, what would you identify as some of the challenges or the negatives to being in the industry for you, and what would you say it's given you in terms of feeding you?
The negatives you actually already touched on is the judgment. There always seems to be, even with fans, with people who like what we do, there's a box, and boxes are what I see as judgment. So we're put into a certain category, and I find that people are surprised when we don't actually fit into it, when we don't fit into the stereotypical porn star, self-absorbed, you know, whatever,
mm-hmm.
That mold.
But do you see that stereotype in industry? I mean, I know I have, and I've known people, and I've counseled people who, and I'm sure Sharon gets them at AIM, too, in terms of people who are really sucked into it for the wrong reasons, or they're desperate for money or any of that. How do you see the industry supporting that in a negative way, but, you know, and how do you see them healing it, in a sense?
I've actually seen, well, Raging Stallion treats treats the stars like family.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's a problem, people know that we can call each other and say, something's not working for me, I need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I really think that there's a tremendous amount of support in this industry. Because it's so small, it's almost, I was going to use the word incestuous, but that was really difficult. But it's a very close-knit family. It's a very communal, supportive family. This industry has always taken me back when I've fallen flat on my face and mm-hmm. given me a second chance and a third chance. Now, granted, the economic exploitation is just ridiculous sometimes. However, it's an opportunity to make what people don't understand, this is a legal form of sex work.
Mm-hmm.
This is not illegal. We pay taxes.
They're like infomercials.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really, really are. I mean, this is a total legal form of sex work. So it not only gave me an identity, but it definitely gave me a sense of support. My best friends and my lifelong friends are from this industry.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And so you do have this sense of family. And that's one of the positives that comes out of it. I also ended up crystallizing my own beliefs. My own beliefs were going into it. And in making the list of fantasies, I also had reasons for each fantasy, enhancing my life, adding something to my soul, you know, creating a new level in my relationship. So none of this was done without prior thought.
Mm-hmm.
So going into the industry, for me, was actually an additive experience. And mm-hmm. it would stop when it stopped being additive.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, if something becomes painful, you stop doing it. If it becomes uncomfortable, you stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think some studios don't actually recognize that in their stars and do push them a little bit too far.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the stars themselves become the family members, the brothers and sisters who, you know, you can call and say, this doesn't feel good anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a short break here and come back with Kevin Kramer, Bryce Pierce, and Sharon Mitchell. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
From the Colorado River to the Mogollon Rim and beyond,
Arizona offers hunters and anglers a vast array of game and fish species. To find out more about hunting and fishing in Arizona, Arizona Hunter and Angler magazine provides you with unique information that will help you be a successful hunter or angler in this land of opportunity. Monthly columns give you up-to-date information on hunting and fishing equipment and techniques. The unit of the month feature will give you in-depth analysis of the various game and fish management areas. Creative feature stories provide you the latest information about hunting and fishing for the various species of game and fish available throughout the state. Information that will help increase your success during your next hunting or fishing expedition. To find out more about hunting and fishing in Arizona or subscription information, call 480-894-2775. Again, that's 480-894-2775.
Listen to Healing and Transformation with Dr. Eric Alsterberg at his new time, Fridays at 12 noon. Dr. Eric is a licensed clinical psychologist in active practice. He will discuss psychological and emotional problems and difficulties with healing. Healing and Transformation also features spiritual aspects and principles of healing. So if you're looking for direction, guidance, and solutions to life's difficulties and challenges, great or small, then tune in to Healing and Transformation, hosted by Dr. Eric Alsterberg. Call in and get answers.
Three numbers. That's all it takes.
This is Arizona Relay.
The deaf person? I have her phone number, but I was told to dial 711.
Yes, 711 makes it possible to connect by phone with deaf or hard of hearing people who use a special typing device to talk on the phone.
So, I dial 711 and then give you the number of the person I want to call?
Absolutely. Let me place your call now.
Dial 711, a service of Arizona Relay, and it costs you nothing.
You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler and my guest tonight from the porn industry is Sharon Mitchell, who's Executive Director of the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation, as well as a former porn star herself, and gay porn stars Bryce Pierce and Kevin Kramer. And I've really appreciated all of your candor and honesty. And I know during one of the breaks we started actually very naturally talking about intimacy issues and how the industry impacts that, represents it or doesn't represent it, encourages it or doesn't encourage it. Where does relationship and intimacy fit in for all of you, and how do you see the industry supporting it or maybe even creating problems for people who are watching porn? And I'm throwing it out to all of you. So anyway.
I've always had relationship problems. I always had, let's say, not have now, but I always had difficulty in relationships because I was looking at the differences rather than the similarities. I think it was part of my identity as a rebel to kind of set myself apart, and I think I used myself as being a porn star just to say that I was different. And, you know, whenever you say, my case is different to people, you kind of paint yourself into a corner, so to speak, and then you are different because then you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, there's always going to be people that aren't going to relate to intimacy. And, of course, we're performing acts of intimacy over and over again without the intimacy. But, you know, I think once I became, like we all know, our own truth, we become comfortable with ourselves. We learn to love ourselves and our path and appreciate who we are and do esteemable acts and match our intentions. Right. And we get love and relationships in our lives.
Great, great. Kevin, what's your thoughts on it?
Well, I kind of agree with Sharon. You know, I have grown in the 10 years I've been doing this very like comfortable with who I am and what I am and how, you know, I've never really had a lot of, you know, intimacy issues really. I mean, I know that there is an animal instinctual difference versus the emotional, you know, kind of thing when you know you're having sex with people. Period. But I think that's all, I think we're all born with that, and I think that, you know, okay, to learn to separate it at times is totally okay, and, you know, because it's kind of like, even though we all, you know, have sex for a living and stuff, we all still do do have, you know, very intimate feelings that we can exchange with other people. I never, like I said, I don't think have had any intimacy issues or what they are, but I've always been able to sort of, you know, go on that intimate journey with almost, you know, pretty much everybody, you know, because everyone needs love and affection or
right.
me or they'll die. So
mm-hmm.
it's been really easy for me to just kind of exchange with people, which
right.
I have learned that that's obviously a very hard thing for most people. So like I said, I'm just very grateful
mm-hmm.
to the universe and my parents for, you know, for their influences and, you know, the influences of the universe and kind of trying to, you know, keeping me open.
Mm. Wonderful.
Kind of all of that. So
Bryce, how about you?
I also agree with what Sharon says, and one of the things that we mentioned during the break earlier was that we were discussing that we all agreed about having a special sensitivity to intimacy because we can perform intimate acts devoid of intimacy. We can have sex without being intimate, so we understand what having sex with intimacy is, and that separation and being able to make that separation is often critical, and I know it's helped me clarify for myself what I need and what is intimate, and also help me realize that, to bring in something that you mentioned at the very beginning, that judgment is one of the largest blocks to intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have these walls coming up
mm-hmm.
because of what people see or what they perceive or what
mm-hmm.
they project, then you're locked out.
How do you all address the fact that a lot of people who watch porn or who hire prostitutes and things like that are really doing it as their own way of creating a wall around them to not have intimacy but just focus on the body and the sexuality? So that what you're producing and stuff in certain ways, I mean, I know that there are a lot of people who can look at porn and address that and even hire prostitutes and have a very balanced, healthy attitude about it, but a lot of people who get into that get into it only and their lives are lacking of the intimacy and close, loving relationships and stuff, and they're lost in the fantasy of what you're producing.
We, you know, we, as entertainers, and I can speak for myself, we provide this as a form of entertainment, and it's very difficult to say where it's going to end up and how someone's going to perceive it. We like to think, at least I would, I like to think that it's enhancing other people's relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even that, yeah, maybe even it is letting someone forget about their problems for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that alone is its gift.
And that's all good. See, that's
yeah.
what I think, too. You know, as long as it's all good energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not really hurting anyone.
Great. Okay, we're going to take another short break, and we'll be back with the porn industry. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Dad, it's for you. It's one of those credit card companies again. What should I tell them?
Tell them I'm not home right now, honey.
What are you doing? Teaching your daughter how to lie?
Well, we don't have any money to pay them, and those creditors are just so demanding. I don't know what to say to them. Look, I don't know what to do. Our debts are just out of control.
Well, we better do something, and quick.
If you're buried in debt with all the accompanying stresses and problems it brings, then call Financial Freedom International right away. They have helped thousands of people find permanent solutions to their problems and have over 12 years of experience helping people just like you. Just call toll-free 1-888-595-5621. if needed. Financial Freedom is affiliated with a nonprofit foundation, which can get you immediate relief by getting your payments and interest rates lower and consolidates all your bills to one convenient payment you can afford without borrowing more money. Call Financial Freedom now, toll free at 1-888-595-5621 and get the help you need from people who really care. Once again, that's 1-888-595-5621. Call now.
Ted Williams, Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson, Tom Seaver, Johnny Bench, George Brett, Dave Winfield. Seven of the 42 Hall of Fame careers brought to you in part by American Legion Baseball. American Legion Baseball, just another way the American Legion is still serving America.
Learn more about the youth programs of the American Legion online at www.legion.org.
I will take the dare to live an authentic life. My life is a melody. I will not die with my song unsung.
Vicki Lynn is a speaker, writer, counselor, and educator who has dedicated her life to helping people unmask, nurture, and proclaim their own sense of boundless inner harmony. Join Vicki Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on The Heart of the Matter, where she will reveal the power of the human spirit and display its ability to transform any tragedy into triumph. The Heart of the Matter every Sunday at 7 p.m. here on Hot Talk AM 1100 KFNX.
You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to our last segment of tonight's show on the porn industry. This is Stuart Altshuler. I actually want to start by thanking you, Sharon Mitchell, for being a guest, and Kevin Kramer and Bryce Pierce. I knew I picked the right people to be on the show tonight. I want to thank all of you for being here.
Thank you. It was a privilege.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we'll have to do it again because I have a feeling I'm going to be getting a lot of emails on this one. But I want to leave everybody with a few thoughts about this. If you've been listening to the whole show tonight, one of the things that you might have picked up if you were not in your judgment was the fact that Bryce, Kevin, and Sharon all spoke very often and very frequently in very conscious terms and very spiritual terms, and expressed how important it was to have a sense of balance in their lives, that what they're doing with their bodies is also about raising their own consciousness, about what their soul is expressing in the world and how it impacts their relationships and their sense of purpose in the world. And it's something that impressed me about all of them when I've met them, and I've met all of you on a number of occasions. To me, a lot of people wouldn't get that about people in the porn industry unless they actually had a chance to sit down and get to know you, like I've gotten to know you and a number of other people, whether it's Will Clark or Karen Dior, or a lot of people who really have a sense of spiritual focus for themselves, and it's one of the ways they keep themselves safe and sane in the context of an industry that could be very insane and has been for a number of people. So
it has been. It still is.
It's a little wild out there.
And I really acknowledge all of you for that. And it's one of the things I wanted the listeners to really get and hear, to hopefully maybe move out of some of the judgment that they may be in. So again, thank you for your candor and your honesty, and the challenges you presented to the listeners here. Also, before I read a closing inspirational thought here, I just want to let everybody who's listening know that you can email any of these people through my website. I'll see that they get any of it rather than trying to get all of their websites in right now, although they wouldn't be hard to find on the internet. And I know the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation has a website, AIM.org, is it?
AIM.org. AIM-med.org.
Mm-hmm. And so you can get information. But if you really want to reach me, if you have comments on tonight's show, feel free to go to tellthetruthfaster.com, and you can email me and tell me if it's for any of the guests, then I'll make sure that they get it. The other thing is, the good news is that all of my previous 30 Today's the 32nd show. All previous 31 shows are already up and running and streaming audio, so you can go back to any of the topics you've missed since I've been on the air since August and listen to them. And if you have any comments, I'd be really glad to hear them from you. Next week's show is on cyber sex addiction. So anyway, and my guest will be Rob Weiss, who recently published Cyber Sex Exposed. So please listen in for that. And hopefully we won't get cut off, but I want to read something really quickly. It's from The Prophet, and it's on his talk about pleasure. Oftentimes, in denying yourself pleasure, you do but store the desire in the recesses of your being. Who knows, but that which seems omitted today waits for tomorrow. Even your body knows its heritage and its rightful need and will not be deceived. Your body is the harp of your soul, and it is yours to bring forth sweet music from it or confused sounds. On that note, I want to thank you all for listening in, and I want to thank my guests, and join us next week when we deal with cybersex addiction.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.